Welcome to iloverealestate.tv. What I'd like to talk to everybody about today is the process of deciding on what you want to make happen in your life, and then the process of actually getting out there and making it happen. Now, I always find it very inspirational to hear other people's stories and my students as to what they've done and how they've been able to make massive changes in their lives. And, you know, to be able to follow their dreams and passions and whatever that means, and have the financial resources behind them to actually make that happen. So today I've got one of my key trainers and educators with me, and he's someone whose story is absolutely remarkable. And I thought it'd be interesting to really nut out his story so that, you know, other people can relate to it and see what is possible in what space of time to make things happen, if that's what you really focus on and get out there and make happen. Now, the man I'm talking to this afternoon is a man you probably all know, because I've had him on many, many times, and he's someone who is an amazing help to me and to the whole I Love Real Estate community. His name is Ian Ugarte, and hello, Ian.
Hi, Dimna. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now, Ian, let's go back in time. Let's step back to a time when you were a TAFE teacher in New South Wales TAFE, and you absolutely loved your job, I hear.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate in a number of different points in my life to be absolutely in love with my job, and I'm not sure if anyone ever understands what that really means unless you've been there. And, you know, always smiling, always loving turning up to work. It was never a problem getting out of a bed to go to work and do my thing. And in TAFE New South Wales, I had a huge opportunity, and, you know, it was fantastic. It was absolutely great for me, and I did some amazing work with them and did lots of different stuff. So for me, it was always challenging, and I was moving up the ranks and doing different things. And I was a plumber by trade. You know, I come from a family of plumbers, and I'm also a builder. And I got into the plumbing teaching, and the plumbing teaching was so fantastic. Being able to see people change in front of you, being able to give them information, and over a period of 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 years, whatever it took for them to get to that point and watch that change, was always an amazing thing for me, and still is today, because, you know, I get to see change in front of me on a daily basis.
You're a born teacher, Ian.
I love teaching. I absolutely love teaching. It's my passion, and it's what I'll do for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So let's go back to that time. So what happened? Because, you know, you got to a point in your life where you weren't quite so happy, and you were at a stage of looking for change to make something else happen in your life. So what was it that triggered that?
Well, you know, for me, I'd always, you know, from the first day at the age of 18, when I turned up to work with my father and my brother, I just felt that this wasn't going to be the way that I was going to continue for the rest of my life. And, you know, we all have those dreams of being able to get out of paid employment as soon as we possibly can. And I thought to myself, well, I think property is the way to go. And I invested just like my father invested, just like the hordes of the rest of Australia had invested in property. And I just followed what they were doing.
Because you didn't know any better.
I didn't know any better. I thought that's the only way to do it. I thought, well, you know, okay, I'll go off and buy that property. It'll be a little bit negative. I'll wait for it to grow a bit, and then I'll go and buy another one. And for me, you know, that's how we went along. We bought properties as we went, as my pay increases, I meant that I could buy another one, or I could revalue another one. We got to a certain point. And for me, we had some, you know, a fair amount of property that, in our portfolio that, you know, most people would say as a young person, you know, over the age of 30, that's pretty impressive. And that was all ego-based, of course, because, you know, the reality was it was actually really different to what I was putting out front. You know, I was a property investor technically, but really hurting. I turned up, and that hurt didn't really hurt until the day that I turned up after, you know, TAFE employees as teachers get 11 weeks holidays a year, and I turned up after our long break on the on the 27th of January, which is 2010. So, and I had a new boss. And that new boss was one of those people that was, you know, not very efficient, was a problem to the system. They couldn't sack him. And so what they did was they shoved him in the corner of my TAFE section. And within a space of 1 or 2 days, my whole world had fallen apart. Any reason for me to get up and go to bed, to go to work in the morning was just gone. And it affected my family, it affected my kids, you know, they all instantly saw it within the space of 2 or 3 days. It was done. And, you know, it was so disheartening for me. So then I had to, you know, a decision had to be made. And that decision, thankfully, was that I joined a program, which was your program. And, you know, I turned up at an event and I watched you speak, and like every male of my then capacity, I'll say, choose my words carefully, I signed my wife up to the program and became the partner. And, you know, I remember saying to my wife, and I cringe now that I say this, and I said to Christine, I said, look, I bought you a program, and you're so lucky, I bought you a program. Go off and learn it. Tell me what it's all about, and then we'll decide I'll decide what to buy. And, you know, I turned up at your first 3-day boot camp, and I remember sitting there and going, there's just so much information that I don't know, and it's not possible to learn by proxy. It's not something that I can get Christine to infiltrate in my head. I have to do this as a partnership with her. And from that day, we decided to move forward.
That's a pretty big learning curve for you right there in, you know, understanding that in a relationship, I guess, this is something that two people working together is going to get there sooner, better, faster, easier. You can both work to your own strengths.
Absolutely. And, you know, where my weaknesses are, Christine picks up with strengths and vice versa. So what I have known about this is that with Christine on board, it's just made a huge difference. And, you know, there's some people that go, well, I don't have the support of a partner on there. Well, the beauty about the community, the I Love Real Estate community, is that there is so many other people that are ready to keep each other accountable, to meet for coffee, to do joint ventures together. You know, there's some great, fantastic joint venture stories that I see on a weekly basis, you know, and it's very heartening to know that there's a whole group and community that talks about property in a completely different sense to everyone else, and that are supporting of each other. And, you know, and if there's one thing that I'd love to see social change in Australia about is getting rid of the tall poppy syndrome. I'd love everyone to ask, oh, how did you do that? I really want to know.
And mean it, you know, in that, oh, that's really great, and mean it, not have any, you know, jealousy or anything else attached.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that came up for me at that boot camp was, you know, we had a portfolio of properties, and my ego would say that I know everything that you need to know about property. And I can tell you, I turned up at that 3-day boot camp and I was just blown off the floor. And it wasn't just that boot camp, because now that I'm involved with you and the teaching, I get to see people that, you know, developers that are worth multi-million come in and they go, oh, geez, I just didn't realise you could do all of that. I had no understanding that what you could do in property. I thought I knew it all. Yeah, so, mate.
That's actually an interesting point, because, I mean, I obviously hear that a lot. And, you know, from valuers, from architects, from developers, from...
Real estate agents.
Real estate agents, absolutely. You know, people in all facets of the real estate industry, and, you know, people with MBAs and lawyers, accountants, everybody who's come to me and said, you have got no idea how much they've learnt in, you know, even in the 3-day boot camp, and how much, you know, it's taken them in years of study and cost to get to where they are now. And, you know, in a short space of time, they've learned. Well, one MBA student said to me, graduate said to me, he said, I've learnt more in the last 3 days than I had in the whole MBA that I just did.
Yeah, and so the the interesting part of this is obviously the three-day boot camp is a component of an all-round program. It's
correct.
Not just 3 days.
Correct.
You know, it's a membership for life. But for me, what's interesting is that those people that go off and get university degrees, and I do have a university degree in teaching,
yeah.
I think about what the cost of that university degree was and what the outcome of my job would be in relation to that cost. You know, so, you know, the degree costs me $60,000 and I get a $90,000 job.
Mm.
You know, I look at your program and I go value for money, because what you can earn from learning, and I won't clinically call it a university degree, but it is as much information and learning in there
mm.
that puts you on forever, you know, and it can just... It just increases your capacity to earn income over and over again.
One thing that, you know, is worth talking about is the fact that education, and you've come from the educational field, and you and I both are very supportive of all education. You know, no matter what it is, you know, education is very valuable and something that I've spent my life, you know, involved in one form or another. And... you know, when you look at the formal educational systems, and you know, as an accountant, I've gone through the formal educational training as well. A lot of it is geared to getting a job, whereas the types of education that you know, that I've been involved in, and now you're involved in with me and helping in the whole community, the whole I Love Real Estate community is about creating income, just like a job, without actually having a job or having to work for somebody else. And in the economic times that we have at the moment, you know, jobs are not secure. You know, you can rock up tomorrow and not have one. The whole, you know, security around a job for life, it went in the 1940s. You know, it certainly isn't there today. So I think for everybody, it's a sensible financial decision to get out there and create income that is not reliant on you having a job that comes in regardless of whether you get out of bed, regardless of whether you go to work, regardless of anything else. It's an income over and above all of the expenses associated with it that you can live on, that you can rely on. And I think that's a fundamental shift. It's a mindset shift that those who are smart are now taking up, and those that are smart are actually looking for ways to make that happen in their life. And it's something that, you know, that the I Love Real Estate community and myself have been very, very focused on, and, you know, you too for a long time now. Is there anything you'd like to say about that whole process?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely agree. I can say that 30 years ago, if you had a university degree, you were guaranteed a job when you come out. And I'm just going through a social venture at the moment. And you know, I'll talk a bit more about that in a second, that I've done some just statistics about university students that come out, and 30% of university graduates never get a job in the area that they've chosen to study.
Now, 30%?
30%. It's a ridiculous statistic.
Wow.
And, you know, when you start looking at what that really means, though, now you almost have to go on and do your honours or your PhD to be guaranteed a job in the field that you want to go into, because there is so many degrees out there. And, you know, I'm a trade base, and I'm very passionate about making sure that people that work with their hands have a future as well. And I think it's been let down a little bit, and that we're very skewed towards qualification. So, yes, get your qualification, but in an area that you're going to work in. You know, the social change component for me too goes along that side. You know, we're geared to go out and get a job and work until we're 60, 65, depending on how many governments change the retirement age.
Could be longer.
so that, you know, you pay your taxes and do whatever. So your way of thinking is where I am at the moment too. Everyone, well, the majority of people want to get themselves into a position to help out, and whether that be a charity or whether you make social change or whether you can, whatever you could do to help out. And if you can get yourself into a position where you don't have to do your 40, 50, 60 hours a week because there is income coming in through your property, then the amount of change that you can make out there is amazing. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that I get to have the time to help people out. Now, whether that be going down to Bunnings and helping someone out in the plumbing aisle, which I do quite often, or whether it be travelling overseas to install water pumps in communities that need to be taught how to install water pumps. You know, I don't want to install water pumps with people. I want to teach them how to do it and how to service them. And so, you know, if everyone could do that, the amount of change that would happen in this world is huge. Now, you know, obviously there's a small community that would say, oh, I could do that right now. And most of that small community that are out there on a daily basis helping out and making social change have been affected by yourself and the community. I love real estate community. I mean, you know, the way you think is going to change. It's a beautiful thing to see people change in front of you. And, you know, I've dropped as much of the ego as I possibly can around that. You know, I'm not here. I haven't started my own charity. I'm not interested in starting my own charity. I'd much rather help out those needs and causes that are dear to my heart. I'll find someone that's already doing it, and it's what I do. And that's where we are right now. And that's why at the moment I'm in the middle of a social change experiment that's, you know, an 8-week thing that we're going through, and it's a full time. There's just no way in the world that I could have given up 8 weeks of my life if I had a paid job. But because of the position I'm in, I can do that. I've given up 8 weeks to go and try a certain program to see if it's going to work and if it's going to kick off. And it's and I'm learning more and more every day, like I have my whole life. And I'm never going to learn enough. I'm just so thirsty for information. It's fantastic.
So let's go back to that time when you rocked up at work and found that you had a new boss and you weren't as happy as you were previously, and somehow you found your way to an event where I was speaking, and you decided to sign your wife up to become a student, and then realised very quickly that no, this is something that you needed to do together, which is very that's going to happen basically.
Sure.
So from there, what happened? You know, how did your life kind of roll out from that point? Once you decided to really take on board the concepts of what I teach and the whole of the real estate, I Love Real Estate community.
Well, what had happened to us then was that a week after the boot camp, we bought one property, which was our first positive property, property we still own, and that property was, well positively geared, and thankfully so, because the positive gearing out of that property is what helped the other properties we owned get to a point where I didn't go completely broke. But, you know, we were so negatively geared that it was a struggle on a weekly basis, and it's a struggle that I didn't really realise until the new boss turned up and I started to hate my job. Because then every Monday when that money had to come out of my pocket to pay for the negative gearing, it was hurting because I hated my job and I wanted to leave, but I couldn't because I needed to earn an income to pay for my negative gearing. And
so prior to that, you were probably distracted by life effectively, just kind of cruising along, not really realising where your life was heading with the negative gearing and all of that sort of thing. Because you were distracted by your job and life were cruising along and you were happy to do it.
Sure. So this negative gearing didn't really affect me. And I it meant that we didn't have money in the bank account every week, but my life was so happy and because my job was great and everything around me was fantastic. And, you know, when that boss turned up, the negative gearing, this thing about negative gearing is that we would be, a week before the end of the financial year, we would have our figures done so that we could put our tax return as quick as possible into the ATO so that 2 weeks later we could get our refund back. And, we were getting one third of the negative gearing back. If I told you the figures, you'd fall off your chair about how far negative geared we were. And it was just ridiculous. How we survived, I had no idea. And I can tell you the only reason we survived was because we bought one positive geared property. Otherwise, the banks were closing in. They were going to take the lot. All the mistakes that you talk about, we had done. And the thing about that was that we're in a position now that we had education that was different for the first time. And I could honestly look down and say to my portfolio, what is it that you're doing for me? Because before that, all I did was blow it because I liked it, or because it looked nice, or because, you know, it had a pretty garden, or, you know, there was a statue of Mother Mary in the corner, whatever it was, right? You know, it's whatever excuse to buy the property. And so at that point in time, because of your education, we could look at our portfolio, and there was, and because I wanted to get out of work as quick as possible, we had to look at it and we had to be cutthroat. There were some properties in there we could have done something with. There was other properties that, you know, oh, it's not really going to do anything. And there was other properties that might have grown that we didn't know. So we had to go through each one of them. And in the end, out of all the properties we owned, the only property we kept was the one that we bought 1 week after your boot camp. And that effectively turned us, because we were, you know, and this is the fantastic thing about negative gearing. The only fantastic thing about negative gearing is that if you're negative now, if you sell all your properties, you'll be at least neutral, right? So we took that advice and to myself, and we sold down. So we kept one property. So that effectively took us from heavily negative geared to slightly positive geared, and it made a massive difference to our life. All of a sudden, instead of money disappearing on a Monday morning, it was actually coming into our bank account. And we paced out. Like, I wanted a good 18 months and that's a quick time. 18 months to get out of work is a big ask. And I put that down, if that's what I wanted to do. 18 months out of work so that, you know, and when I say out of work, at a point where our income was enough so that we could live without me having to turn up for a 40-hour week. Yep. And so we set the 18-month program down there. Now, in our sell down, you might say, oh, yeah, but you know, your properties must have grown, you made money. We actually lost a lot of money in the sell down. Though we were willing, because of the strategic planning and the business planning that you taught us around property, we had paced ourselves out for 18 months to get to the point where I could leave work. Yeah. And so we strategically bought properties from that point that had multiple strategies, you know. And, you know, I know when I talk to a lot of people and I say, oh, look, I do property, you know, they say, well, are you a developer? And I go, well, you sort of. I do many strategies in property. And go, oh, do you do renovation? And renovation is not something that people do. So it was multiple strategies on different properties, which you teach all the way through your program. And you know, the I Love Real Estate community understand that Dietmar Boholt isn't a single strategy person. You specialise in all areas of property. So, you know, the umbrella is available. You can go off and do certain types of strategy and property, and there's a specialist person out there. Well, you're going to get that with I Love Real Estate community all the time. And you're going to have a choice of what you want to do and in which direction you want to go. So for me and Christine, we sat down, we went through the 18 months, we put down what the deals were that we had to do, and we set about doing it. And we, within the space of 13 months, we'd got ourselves in a position by purchasing the correct properties and doing the right strategies. I was in a position not to have to work anymore. So that was a quick turnaround for us. There were some things that happened that worked in our favour, but we worked really hard. You know, and I spend long hours doing it on top of my paid job. Now, I was never ever a government worker that turned up at 9 and left at 5. I worked good long hours in my job, 60 and 70 hours a week, and because I turned up at my public service job as if it was my own business. And that's why it hurt so much that when my boss came along and changed my life, I continued to do that. And you know, before it was okay, now I was getting no emotional return from it. It made a big difference. So my 60 or 70 hours a week at work, then I had extra time on after work and on the weekends to do what I needed to do in the properties, and you know, and my lunch times is basically what I said about. And Christine had some time as well.
So and you had four little girls too.
At the time, yes, we just had the fourth one as well. So. So we had four daughters, and we had them to look after. You know, so Christine's job was essentially to look after the girls and making sure that our books were in keeping and doing what had to happen there on the money side. My job was the practicality of making sure the properties worked and what had to be done on them. And, you know, I'm a builder and plumber by trade, but I did as least amount of work, physical work on the deals that I could do. So I, you know, you teach us, you taught us how to build that team around us so that it became effectively a non a non-labour task to get through these properties. And you know, to this day, the only reason I'll get on the tools is simply because I'm bored and I want to have a little bit of a scratch around. And I can tell you, after half a day, I'm over it.
So, you've had your fix.
Yeah, I've had my fix. So, you know, and the learning is a continual learning. I've hit a few ceilings all the way through since joining you, and you know, it's a constant learning. It's, you know, you hit a ceiling, break through that ceiling because there's extra information, a lot of learning to go through that one. We then master that learning and we get to the next one. Mm. And you know, the safety and security of how we're running along in property now is fantastic, and it gives us so many options.
Yeah.
So, and the future's very exciting for us too.
So if you were giving advice to somebody who is out there who perhaps, you know, they may not hate their job, they might be like you who in the early stages who's quite happy in their job, but really understands the need for having security because nothing is absolute and secure, or somebody who cannot stand their job and has, you know, wants to leave yesterday, not tomorrow. What would you say to them about the emotional maturity that is needed to work to a strategic plan?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I had my time 10 years. If I'd met you 10 years earlier,
I've heard that a lot lately.
If only 10 years earlier, you know, the style of properties that we purchased would have been completely different.
Yeah.
And the day, and because I love my job, I would have continued to do my job, even though my property portfolio wouldn't be in a position like it is today to allow me to continue to work or not work. So, you know, for example, today people say, "Oh, you know, Ian, why do you continue to teach?" I love teaching. It's what I do. And do I have to do it? No. But I do it because I love it. So for people that are in their job and they love their job, they always say, "Oh, I don't have to worry about that because I love my job so much." And it's an unfortunate component of who we are that one person can ruin your day and ruin your job and not realise that they've done it to you. And what happens if you love your job and that happens? So now, with 10 years earlier, I would have said, well, let's set ourselves up so I'm in a position where we're doing well, we're earning income out of property, and, you know, if we want to, we can leave work or we can go away on a six-month holiday and not concern ourselves about having to earn extra income from paid employment. So I would say, you know, like me, I didn't have any problem joining your program. I knew that it was what we needed to change. And for some people, I sometimes see them saying, "Oh, well, you know, maybe I'll do it next year, maybe I'll do it next month." You know, if you put those things off, the pain just gets harder. And, you know, the realization that you can do it now. And they always say, "Oh, I'm not ready to invest." Well, are you ready to learn to invest? Because that's going to take a component of time too. Learning the strategy and strategic planning of making sure that you're going to make the right decisions for you is really important. You know, that I gave up within reason. You know, financial planners, there's a minority of them that do absolutely fantastic jobs. Though they learn how to do financial planning, I don't want them to make decisions for my financial future. What I want to do is understand what I'm doing in property and how that's going to affect me in the future. So I want to be in control of the decisions that I make with my money in investment. And that's what you've taught me. You've taught me that I can seriously sit down. And I can tell you, I'm not great with numbers. I wasn't great with numbers. And now I can rattle numbers off all day simply because I was immersed by you and the learning that had to come from that so that I could get myself into a better position. Taking a bit of responsibility about learning is really important.
And what you said there is very true about, you know, you don't need to be a mathematician, you don't need to be an accountant, you don't need to be any, you know, a builder or have any skill base. This is something that when you understand where you're at and where you want to go, you've got the ability to be able to structure a strategic plan. And you know, this comes down to business principles. And the putting together of that business plan for you, which you will do individually. It's not something that somebody else imposes on you. There's lots of support and help around to assist you with that process, but that you decide on what it is you actually want and the real knowing of what you've got to do to get to that position, what type of deals, what type of strategies, what price point, in what kind of market, you know, those kind of fundamental things which are easy to rattle off, but when you put them into into practice in the hands of someone who hasn't done the study and hasn't done the strategic learning, doesn't know what that means, you know, and they end up buying the wrong kind of property in the wrong area from the wrong people and pay too much for it with nowhere to go. And it's one of the things that I, you know, before I pull up roots and decide that I'm not here for this anymore, then I, you know, it's my mission to teach everybody how to actually do that strategic planning for themselves, because it's the same strategic planning that you do at a corporate level with a company. It's the same strategic planning that you do with any successful business. What I think the Australia as a whole and property investors in particular need to understand is that real estate investing is a business. You know, you need to look at the business and your set of circumstances, your set of balance sheet, your set of profit and loss as it is right now, where you want it to go, and then learn the process of getting from one to the other. And everybody's situation is going to be different, and everybody's financial strategic plan is therefore going to be different. So it's not something that you can paint a brush and everybody fits into one strategy, which is why it's so important for everybody to learn the strategic planning for themselves, and all of the fundamental learning of the ins and outs of a huge raft of strategies that we teach in the Isle of Real Estate community, for what suits them, you know, now, in the future, what suits their financial position, what suits their emotional position, what suits their, logistical perspective as to what they can physically, do, and what kind of strategies suit their personalities. All of that kind of stuff comes into it, which is far more than how do I do this, bunging you in everybody into a model that very few people fit in, certainly not a negative gearing model.
And in the end, it's not that hard. It's, you know, it was one of those things that I was fearing, you know, okay, I've got to sit down and do a sort of business plan, you know, and it's really, you know, stepping through the process is quite easy, and you, obviously it's part of your program, and people can learn it, and, you know, we talk about it in 3-day boot camp, and I just want to say thank you to you because of the opportunity you've given me to continue my teaching and to continue with working with students. You know, I love working with your students. I love presenting, and, you know, it gives me the outlet of the teaching that I need to do for my life to fulfil me and to continue to make me happy.
I'm the one who should be thanking you, not the other way around. You're out there helping so many of my students turn their lives around and to get on the right track and to make some amazing things happen. So I'm afraid the admiration society is mutual here.
Fantastic.
Okay, so what would you say to someone who is in a similar situation to you, who's out there and is like, well, you know, is this really for me? Is it property? Should I be doing something else? I can't really make it happen. You know, what would you say to someone like that?
You know, for me, I would say that by being part of your program, joining your program, it absolutely changed my life. By being part of this community, it's changed my life. And everyone has the ability for their life to be changed. You know, I've seen students walk in with huge credit card debts and come out a year later with 3 or 4 deals and joint venture partners and got themselves into absolutely fantastic situations. And at the same token, I've then seen other people come in that have huge portfolios of property and have turned them around to absolutely unbelievable results in a short period of time, simply because they're in that position to be able to look at their portfolio and go, well, if I do this, 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 and this, this is how much better off I'm going to be.
Yeah.
So, of course, for those people that are starting with a negative equity position, it's going to be a lot higher, a bit more work than what it would be.
It's going to take longer, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I say this all the time. You know, I remember looking up and seeing you talk and saying, oh, this is going to be so hard. You know, it's going to be unbelievably hard to get to that point. And I can honestly say to everyone that I can look back now and I can say, yes, there was some work involved, but it wasn't that hard. It's the same as turning up at your first day at university or your first day at TAFE course or your first day at work, where you've got no idea about what has to be done, and it's just a huge hill that you can see that's going to be in front of you. But over a period of 1 year or 2 year or 3 year, at the end of that uni course, TAFE course, or 3 years into your job, you know, you've got a piece of paper, you've got a degree, or you've got something, and you look back and you go, yeah, there was some work in there and there was assignments, but in the end, it wasn't that hard, you know. And it's exactly the same here. You know, you might see that it's very difficult and it's going to be huge amount of information, but it's not that hard. It's just going to take a little bit of work on your part to get there. So I would say, in response to your question, give yourself a grow. Just have a chance to give yourself a position to make yourself better off, so that you can actually do like a lot of what DIMNA students are doing now, going out there and making change in other people's lives. And if you can do that, you know, your life will be fulfilled by the ability to affect others.
Something I am very proud of is that the I Love Real Estate community is so much bigger than me. And it's people like you, Ian, and a few others who have stepped up and become leaders who are really taking it to the next level of and evolving and making it more accessible to more people. I'm very proud of it, and it's also something that there are, you know, all the professionals and everybody else involved makes the I Love Real Estate community what it is today. And it is one of culture. It is one of where, you know, you help out your mate, and having mates in the market and having like-minded individuals that you can, you know, that are out there doing similar things that talk the same language as you. I mean, a lot of our society these days is very isolated, and money particularly is something that, you know, is almost a taboo word. You know, you don't talk about money. You don't talk about getting ahead or doing a deal that made money or having money or creating passive income. You know, these are taboo words in our society, and it's wrong, you know, because very few places do you find a bunch of people who are motivated to create a better life, who are positive, who are proactive, who hang with other people who are in similar environments. And, you know, from the top down, all the professionals, you know, the coaches, everybody is of the same like mind, that are all out there doing the same things for themselves. And I think that's something that really needs to be noted, and that it's something that is not a seminar, a DVD, a boot camp, a book, and anything. You know, it's all of those things, because true success, and, you know, we get this in the big corporate world as well, comes from ongoing, consistent learning, changing, planning. You know, it's an ongoing process. It's not buy my property and you're going to be a millionaire. I do not sell properties. I don't agree with that whole process. It's, you know, the mass marketed stuff is for the masses, and the masses are not the ones that are getting ahead. This is where your individuals need to step up and start creating that individual strategic plan for themselves, which is where the I Love Real Estate community really, really plays its big part. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, yeah, and like you said, it's not just one thing. It's a holistic approach to how you can get yourself into a better position using property to your advantage. And
yeah.
There's so very few people that, you know, some of the numbers that you give at the introduction sessions are amazing. Why there's not many property millionaires that work in the way that in Australia, and that's simply because they don't work in the way that you teach.
Yeah.
And if they did, there'd be more of us. So that's why we should continue to keep on trying to support other people to change their life in property.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, thank you, Ian, for coming on. You've been fabulous as usual, and it's always great to chew the fat with you, and to let our listeners listen in on some of the stuff that's very important to both of us. And your story is an amazing, inspirational story to so many people out there. And I really thank you for stepping up and helping so many of my students as well.
No problem at all, and I look forward to seeing all the students coming around from the country very soon.
Excellent. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to iloverealestate.tv, and I will be back again to talk to you very, very soon. Thank you, Ian, and bye for now.